Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Owicki, and we have got a full house. I think everyone in our studio today could hear us coming down the hallway. I have some great friends with me today with Connect Inspire Go event for East Valley women. Well, really open to, I think, all women who are in business and looking to up-level their business. So I'd like to introduce you to my dear friends, Becky Chaluka.
Hello, Miss Karen.
I said good morning, but it's afternoon, isn't it?
It's all good.
Yes. And Shanna Tingjum.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
You did.
I've known you for how many years now?
Years and years, but it's all good.
Yeah. Ken, you know, it's a last name. And Kelly Carter, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad and Kelsa here. Dickey.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome. So ladies, this is the second annual?
Yes.
Yeah, second annual Connect Inspire Go event. And tell us, first of all, for listeners, when are you having it? And then let's get into what is it all about?
Yeah.
So the event this year is Wednesday, September 27th. It is from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. Lunch is included. Tickets are on sale now for $97. And we have, I think, 11 speakers this year in our lineup. So lots of breakout sessions and coffee and food and fun and great networking.
And two of our speakers in the house today. So we'll get to hear from them. Why do I want to go? Tell me who this serves.
Yeah, that's a great question. Because what we found last year was that there were kind of a couple of different segments of ladies that showed up. There were definitely the entrepreneurs or mompreneurs, those of us that are running businesses and out there doing that. But we also had another segment of ladies who work for a company or are in that world. And sometimes when you're in that world, you get really siloed in the people that are around you. They're only people that are in your company or in your industry. And this was a chance for them to get out of the office and meet other ladies that are in the East Valley that are like themselves. So this year, that's part of the reason why instead of two tracks now, we have three tracks of speakers, because we wanted to be able to serve everybody. And whether you own a business, whether you're a stay-at-home parent, whether you are an employee, a CEO, we have something for everybody.
Excellent. And Kelsa, you attended last year?
I did, yeah.
Were you also a speaker?
I did both. Yeah, so I was a speaker for one of the breakouts, and then I attended the rest of the event.
And what's exciting for you about coming back?
It's just one of those things where you go for a day and you, like Shanna said, you get out of your comfort zone a little bit, and it helps to give you that fresh perspective on life. You know, you get so inundated, I think, by routine and day-to-day grind. And then all of a sudden it gives you this fresh perspective on what do I want to try to accomplish differently in my life? And you leave with this sense of motivation that we are in control of that. We can change it.
And so motivation, but also I know you guys all pretty well, and I'm going to come away with real tangible next steps, right? And opportunities to further that motivation, inspiration. Because we all know at events, you go, you get hyped up, you get excited. And then after 3 or 4 days, life sometimes returns as usual. But your goal here is not only inspire and motivate, but give us the tools and the connections to keep that going on in our business and our life. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, that's why we call it Connect, Inspire, Go. Because we want people to connect.
I knew that's where she was going with that.
Be inspired and then actually go out and do the things that they've maybe learned or were inspired by at the conference. So we're hoping it's a great opportunity for, again, people all walks of life to kind of be inspired by other amazing women at this conference.
Excellent. And I know when I was reading some of the information about this year's event, not only local speakers, of course, and you know, celebs and thought leaders, but also folks from around the country as well.
Yeah. This year we put out a call for speakers more than just our circle, because we have a great circle that surrounds Becky and I, but we really wanted to bring in that fresh perspective, like she said. And so we put out a call for speakers, and we were overwhelmed, kind of. And so we really had to pick the best of the best. And we're super, super excited with our schedule, because we've got authors, we've got coaches, we've got ladies that are out there killing it in their own businesses. We've got the technical, you know, with Kelsa and myself. We've got the spiritual. We've got everything this year. And it's super exciting to see it all come together.
Kelly, did you attend last year?
Yes, I was just an attendee last year.
I didn't realize that. I know you and I spoke, but you were very excited when you shared with me that you were going to be a speaker, but I guess I didn't realize that you were an attendee last year.
And Kelly has to share her story, because I love this about Kelly coming to the conference last year. And Kelly, what did you do as you were sitting in the audience last year?
It's funny, because this whole group has become my circle now since then. But when I was there listening to Vanessa, which is a business coach, I was thinking, I can do that. And every speaker I listened to, I was like, why am I not up there? And so this year, I'm
you
up there.
You are. in a year. Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
And your business is growing rapidly, isn't it, Kelly?
Yes.
I know you've got your own podcast and you're out there speaking and running workshops and events and that sort of thing. So what will you be sharing with the women at Connect Inspire Go this time around?
I'm part of the Inspire track, so the inspirational part. And I'm speaking on healing. And when I say healing, it's going to be from trauma or pain, physical pain, and some steps to healing and what the secret is to that. And what all people that have gone through hard times have gone through are specific steps. So I'm going to talk about those specific steps. And every person that goes through a trauma and comes out the other side better goes through these same steps. So I'm going to share that with people. I also am going to talk about healing versus a cure and how we need both to become whole, not just one or the other. One is passive and one is active. So I'll be talking a lot about that.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. So that's a part of the Inspire track. So now I get you said there are three different tracks, Connect, Inspire, Go.
You got it.
We're so original on that.
Hey, it makes sense and it works. And A+ for me for figuring that out. And so Kelsa, tell us about what you'll be sharing with the participants.
I would love to know what track I am. I don't actually know.
You are go.
I would have guessed that. I think it's go. yes. I think so. So I'm going to help people take the stress out of money, actually. So talk about the practical.
Do you know anything about that?
Just a little bit. So talk about the practical side of the conference. I really help people with the nuts and bolts. So the money comes into your checking account. How do you make good decisions with it? How do you know if you can or cannot buy something? What's that structure we're going to put in place so that you have true clarity and confidence around the daily decisions that you're making? I'm going to leave it up to Shanna to talk about insurance and investments and all of that stuff that I don't enjoy. I am going to talk about budgeting and getting out of debt and getting control over your spending.
Fantastic. So Becky and Shanna, you both are the founders, right? Mm-hmm. Co-founders and the producers for this great event. But you'll also be speaking.
We will this year for the first time. We didn't last year.
We chickened out last year.
Yeah. So this year we were overwhelmed last year. We decided that we weren't going to speak because producing it was enough.
Yes, but you have enough of a team now.
We do.
And you've got 1 year under your belt. You can do that. So Kelsa, teed you up. Shanna, let's have you start. You are also part of the Go track.
I am. So I'm going to talk about and really just kind of expand on what Kelsa is going to talk about. I don't get into the budgeting and the paying off debt and the nuts and bolts of your daily money. What I talk about is really the vision and the ability that we have as women that's really unique from men to create the life that we want down the road and in retirement. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of data and statistics that I'll share, but we really have a unique opportunity, and I'm going to really just walk participants through a way for them to be able to visualize that, hopefully a little differently than they ever have before.
I have no doubts. this is also Money Month here in Arizona. I know, Kelsa, you're involved. I don't know if anybody else is involved, but I had Kristen Slice, the director for Money Month. And so it's great that the Connect Inspire Go event is happening this month as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Awesome.
So, Becky, you are part of the Go Area.
I'm Connect.
We represent from the Connect.
I'm the Connect. So I'm really excited. I actually was in Hawaii last week. I know, shame, right? It's so difficult. So I started working actually on what I was going to present last week. And it's really kind of three steps. I love giving practical advice as well, but I'm going to share a whole bunch of stories and my own personal story. So I'm sure I'll cry because I'm a crier. So there will be some tears and we're going to get some tissues and we're going to help people figure out how to really truly connect with one another. Because I think nowadays, especially, you know, it's Facebook and it's Snapchat and it's whatever, Twitter, and we're losing that ability to truly one-on-one connect with people. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to be reminded of maybe of how to have some of those skills, because it takes practice sometimes, and it gets us out of our comfort zone sometimes. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Who else is going to be in the Connect track, and what little glimpses can you share with that for us?
Oh man, we have some, we have a couple of authors that are, you know, nationally known, amazing women that have written books on just really how to, it sounds trite and a little bit like hyperbole, but to really just embrace sort of jumping out of your comfort zone, right? Instead of like just tiptoeing out. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something that Becky and I mean, you know, I've encouraged her to share her story of us meeting, because were it not for that group that we were a member of, and same with Kelsa, were it not for a networking group that probably at times none of us really wanted to go to, honestly.
Absolutely.
Let's just be honest here.
Yep, right.
That we kind of drug ourselves out to kicking and screaming. Were it not for meeting these women at those events, how different would our lives be?
Absolutely.
There would be no event like this.
There wouldn't
you
be.
You two wouldn't be sharing an office. You
there might not be Heritage.
Yeah.
It just would be such a different world.
Yeah.
It's hard to think about it.
I can say the same about Becky and I.
Yeah.
We go way back to
a networking event.
Event. And that's been
years.
It's probably five years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that my life is different having met you and spent time with that circle of very powerful business owners and leaders with the Small Business Alliance. And yeah, I wouldn't be doing this today. I know that for a fact. So that's a testimony to having these days where you go. Is it a one-day event?
It's a one-day again, 12:30 to 6:30, so afternoon.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody can find an afternoon.
Yes.
We didn't want to do a whole day. We didn't want to overwhelm. Everybody can find an afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's hard with these types of events, like you were saying, it feels trite, right?
Yeah.
To describe what it is that the presentation is about sometimes. I think the purpose of these is, even if it's a message that maybe at some point you heard it in your life, you may hear it at a time when you need to hear it.
Yeah.
And maybe at the last time you heard it, it just wasn't a message that resonated with you. And it's a message you now need to hear without even realizing it. And that's why I like to attend events like this, because I walk away with an awareness that I didn't have before.
And I think the other thing too, we were very conscious about making sure this was a live event. This was speakers in person. People can go meet and see them, you know, in between breaks and ask additional questions. It wasn't just somebody on a screen that they were going to be watching. We really wanted that connectivity with the speakers as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's the case. And, you know, Kelly, you were talking a little bit ago about how you kind of sat back and went, I can do that. And I heard from so many women at that event that that's sort of where they were. It's like, oh my gosh, I can really do this. And maybe it's not speaking on stage or, you know, starting a business or whatever else. But
even if it's debt.
Taking
care of debt and cleaning up a relationship, getting in there and enhancing, you know, my body image and my my self-worth, whatever it is. You guys
getting
are really
rid of mommy guilt.
Yes. Oh, really?
None of us do.
Yeah. So, wow. It's fantastic. I know it's sponsored by several different organizations. I have them in front of me so I can tee them up. But you want to share with us who's sponsoring?
Sure. I'm going to let you, we're going to take care of the big rocks because those are the only ones that I remember, obviously.
Yep.
And then you can help us with some of the other sponsors. But we're really lucky that we've got a fabulous list of businesses that have come behind us and really supported this effort. And certainly the least of which is our two businesses, Heritage Financial Strategies and Chalooka Law, both out of downtown Gilbert. We put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, employee time, and our own thoughts and hopes and prayers into the second year event.
Yeah.
The first year, we kind of did it on a shoestring. We did everything ourselves and our staff did. And this time we decided we're going to go big or go home. So
you're doing it.
So we did. So in addition to us, you want to help me with the rest
of them? Absolutely. So SRP.
Yep.
Yeah. SRP and the Sunday Tribune.
Yep.
Yep. And Gilbert Sun News. I love that you've got these media partners.
We love them.
Positive Paths. I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, let me share. So Positive Paths are an amazing organization of women in the community who got together to really help other women. So it is not only scholarship opportunity, but it also pairs each scholarship winner with a mentor. So I've been a mentor in this organization for the last few years, and these women are so absolutely incredible. Their life story, their own struggle, their perseverance, and to have mentors in the community that have come along them. They meet with them all the time, share their own struggles. And it's an absolutely wonderful organization. They're a charity partner for this year's event.
Oh.
So we have actually gifted all of the scholarship recipients attendance if they'd like to come. And the mentors are also going to be coming with them as well.
That's huge.
So we're really, really excited for that partnership.
Will somebody from that organization also be speaking then?
Yes, we're actually going to have them on main stage at the beginning.
Oh, nice.
To share a little bit about their story and their organization, and we'll have a video to show. And all of the raffle tickets for that day actually will go for that organization as well to increase scholarship for these women.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And inspiring.
Yeah.
We also have, we. I'm now part of your group. Pam Johnson with State Farm,
yep,
as a sponsor, and then Sonoran Vista Dentistry.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all need a beautiful smile, right?
Yes, we do. This is radio. We
don't need
as I just got done taking photos of us.
And, yeah, exactly.
There's always a photo opportunity. Especially with social media these days. And Shanna, I want to commend you and acknowledge you for mentioning Heritage and Chalukah Law. Mm-hmm. First up, right? A lot of times we are humble, and I know this is part of why you're doing what you're doing, but we are so humble and sometimes don't want to put ourselves out there in front. But you really said, listen, yeah, we put a lot of time and energy into it. So yes, of course, putting on an event like this takes time, blood, sweat, tears, heart, and belief and faith and a lot of collaboration with a lot of sponsors and speakers and participants. I'm really happy that you're sharing with us that you two are not only the love and the joy behind this as founders, but also your businesses are supporting it, not only financially, but also time. Because when you're doing something like this, you've got to rely on your team,
yes,
to pick up, you know, and keep things moving forward on behalf of everything else that you offer our community.
Yeah. And well, thank you. And that's, we were talking before we went on air about that, because last year we did have a much smaller staff than we do right now. And Becky and I did almost all of it on, mm-hmm, our own until the very last minute when we hired some staff and threw them into the deep end of the ocean. But, you know, looking back at it, I don't know. I honestly don't know how we pulled it off. But I will say this, that I know most women, the busier they are, the more they get done. And that was certainly the case last year. But Kelly asked us as we stepped in how many tickets we'd sold. And the honest answer is we don't have any idea.
How nice. And hooray for you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to know.
Yeah.
Right, it's above our pay grade.
Yeah, that's totally not what we deal with, right?
But last year you knew.
Oh,
last year we knew.
Every
everything.
Day we knew. Yeah. So, I mean, from a perspective of really running a business and not letting the business run you, I know a lot of women struggle with that. Becky and I do, mm-hmm, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we've tried hard. This year is the do or die year for this conference, I think. And, mm-hmm, and if the women of the East Valley and of the Phoenix metro area want this, they'll come.
Yep.
We believe they do, and they will. Or we wouldn't do it. And so that's if you build it, they will come. That's sort of been our mentality. And
yeah,
we're looking forward to seeing everybody there for sure.
I'd like to share a little bit from my perspective of coming from the event last year. So I was thinking of starting my business, or maybe a small business owner, you know, or mom, whatever. And so I came into this not really knowing what I was going to do. I'm a self-proclaimed motivational, self-help, personal development junkie. So when it was presented to me, I came, and I just want you guys to know how much it was like a springboard for moving forward in my business.
We've all been witness to your growth.
Oh my
so
Lord, yes.
I know our listeners haven't, but I'm in awe that you call yourself self-proclaimed, because you certainly have the degrees and the study and all the skill set that goes behind that. So,
but it was a nice jumping point, because if you become the top five people you're around, right? And
yeah,
so this group allowed me to up my game like nobody's business. So I'm surrounded with great people like these ladies here. I've come into contact with other coaches and great people for my podcast too. I mean, it's just been a game changer. So if anyone's out there and they're just thinking, I'm not sure if I want to go, it's fantastic. It's going to be motivational, inspirational, educational. Every woman that's even thinking about coming should go and get tickets.
And the price point, you said currently $97?
$97 includes lunch. And I think I failed to mention, it's at the Higley Center for Performing Arts,
yep,
in Gilbert. Great venue if you've never been to that. Actually, Chalukah Law also sponsors the Higley Center every year. It's a great partnership. They're a fantastic organization as well. And it's been a great venue for us.
Yeah. Fantastic. Kelsa, as you work in your business and you help people really fine-tune their budgets and just get a handle on money. What does an event like this do for you to help reconnect with what you do on a daily basis in your work?
Good question. A big thing is that I try to teach that people put their money behind what they value and cherish and the kind of life they want to build for themselves. And what I've noticed is sometimes a person can get control over their money. And then when I ask them that question, they don't know the answer. And so this helps people to refocus, gain a vision, like Shanna was saying, and I think put some bigger pictures into perspective and just get them asking the right questions of themselves, teaching self-reflection, building some self-awareness. And I particularly think that if you're a business owner, you find yourself inundated sometimes with routine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in corporate America or if you're an employee, like Shanna was saying, you're surrounded by the same thing every single day, the same people, and you don't realize how stifling that is. And this gets people out of that so that they can really start to question everything around them. And then that simply makes it so that their money, they're that much more motivated to actually put their money behind that.
Wow. Really well said. We spend a lot of time with the same set of people, the same thinking, the same routine, the same behaviors. This is an opportunity to break out of that and be reflective and again, inspired and then take some action as a result of our time with you guys. Yeah, really incredible. So tell us how we can register and
absolutely.
Any of the other details that
for
we need.
For sure. So our website is connect-inspire-go.com. And if you go there, you'll see a bunch of things. The first thing you'll see is obviously how to buy tickets, but you'll see all the bios and the summaries of all the speakers, which will blow you away. I'm not joking. So if you're at all like thinking, I might not go, I might go, go look at the bios of the wonderful, powerful women that we have speaking at this conference. You'll be blown away. You'll also see a little bit of the agenda or the schedule. We run a pretty tight ship, so be prepared for that. The cool part about the Higley Center is that there are two different theaters. We're in the little theater, but our goal for next year is to blow through that little theater and have to move to the big theater. So I want the ladies that are out there listening to help us with that.
Were you guys in the little theater last year?
We were.
Yes. Okay. So the little theater is a weird term because it's a big theater.
It's little in comparison. It's got about 200 capacity.
About 200 compared to, I think the big theater is 1200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Can you imagine year three? That would be, I have no doubts that you'll do it.
Yeah.
But what a jump. What a leap that would be.
I know. To have that many women in the room. I mean, that's just that was the coolest part for me last year was seeing a lot of people that I knew, but so many that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like it just was crazy.
And that's the whole point of this, right?
Yeah.
Let's connect and network with the people that we already know, love, and trust, but let's open that sphere of influence up to people who, you know, we haven't had a chance to meet yet. And again, there I am with that we, but you all know I do that anyway. Connect, Inspire, Go. I saw that you also have a Facebook. So you have the event or the conference, you know, opportunity to register and say, hey, I'm going on social media. But you also have a community page on Facebook as well, correct?
We do. And we would love for women to come in and join that page as well.
Yeah, good. So that we can ask questions, we can share our insights like Kelly and Kelsa have done. So as we close out the show, I would love to hear from Becky and Shanna. What preempted this opportunity? Why would you take on such a huge...
Because we're crazy.
Yes, aside from being crazy. what motivated you to do this?
This is how it started, actually. Shanna and I, we got really tired of driving to Scottsdale for things. Well, honestly, that's how it started. Everything that we were doing was either in Phoenix or in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. And we're like, there's amazing women in the East Valley. We need something here. And there was nothing. So it's kind of how it started. It just as we got tired of driving. And so let's just create it ourselves.
Yeah, that's exactly how it started. Because I think it was me asking Becky, hey, there's this conference. And it was, I think, by the airport or something. Would you like to go with me? And we kind of just got mad.
We did. Like, why is everything so far away?
This is not fair. And so we're like, this is really not fair because a lot of women, especially women that have kids at home or that have 9-to-5 jobs, can't be driving all over the valley.
Right.
You know, and so that was our desire was to create something that may at some point turn into something bigger than it is right now. But we're thrilled with where we are. And obviously last year was a great success. And we're looking forward to this year, too.
Fantastic. So the date again, one more time.
September 27th. It's a Wednesday. 12:30 in the afternoon is start time. That's when lunch will be there and Vendor Alley will open. Goes to about 6:30. And it's at the Higley Center for Performing Arts in Gilbert.
Wait a minute. Vendor Alley.
Vendor Alley.
Shopping. So clearly, right. A boutique opportunity just to come in and meet with vendors and get to know business owners. And
yeah. I know last year I bought a lot of LuLaRoe stuff. That's what I remember about last year.
Last year, a lot of people were buying a lot of LuLaRoe stuff. So who else is going to, will they be there this year?
Yeah, I believe so. Uh-huh. We have all kinds of vendors this year, from skincare to women's health to business services, just like everything you could possibly imagine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's been that those spots filled up like immediately as soon as we opened up sales. Because
so bring some moolah.
Bring some moolah.
And bring moolah for the raffle tickets for Positive Paths.
Yes.
All of our vendors donated a raffle prize. So we'll have at least 10 to 12 to 20, I don't know how many raffle prizes that we'll be giving. And last year, people came up with some pretty creative stuff to give away.
We had some fun stuff last
year.
Very
neat.
Yeah.
Lots of bottles of wine, which is always a really great win.
And spa stuff.
Yeah,
spa.
Always welcome, right?
Good. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in today and taking time out of your busy schedule, especially, 3 weeks out from an event like this to share with our listeners. I almost said viewers, but... We're not doing video yet. Yeah. If I can convince my team in Atlanta to do that, we'll be doing that soon. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing what you're excited about with this year's Connect Inspire Go event. And we will have the information on our website with the replay up in the next 24 to 48 hours. So for now, I want to thank you for being part of Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people like we did today. I'm Karen Owicki, and we will see you next time.